Good morning, a Wednesday morning. Post-Fun Drive with the editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David, and congratulations to you all on that fun drive.
Well, congratulations to our listeners who helped make it happen, and quite an amazing feat. The regular programming continues, and today we're talking about sanctuary, specifically for undocumented immigrants. We've seen a number of cities around our region, in fact, doing this, and some even deciding not to do it. You're looking at a city church in Saratoga Springs.
That church is opening its doors to undocumented immigrants. It doesn't plan to hide them from immigration officials, just quite the opposite. Terry Diggory, who coordinates the Welcoming Immigrants Task Force at Presbyterian New England Congregational Church in Saratoga Springs, said his church would be public about the fact that they have a sanctuary resident and would, with permission, publish the details of that person's circumstances to educate the public and also to recruit advocacy on that person's behalf. The church's congregation voted 105-0 last month to sign a sanctuary pledge, joining more than 800 congregations around the nation that have agreed since President Donald Trump's election to support immigrants facing deportation. A statement from the board released yesterday said that in the face of President Trump's extremist anti-immigrant agenda, we must respond with a prophetic and bold voice. Another local congregation, the membership at Unitarian Universalists of Saratoga Springs, also voted last month to adopt the same policy, but that church is small and doesn't really have enough space to shelter immigrants. Church members began sanctuary discussions in January in anticipation of increased enforcement efforts locally. The city of Saratoga Springs relies heavily on immigrants to fill jobs in the horse racing and hospitality industry. The church at 24 Circular Street is within a few blocks of the Saratoga Race Course. Churches are considered sensitive locations by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and are therefore not typically subject to searches. We talked to a spokesman for the federal agency who said that personnel are directed to avoid conducting enforcement activities at sensitive locations like churches unless they have prior approval from an appropriate supervisor. Other sensitive places include schools, hospitals, synagogues, and mosques. Last week, federal agents arrested 16 undocumented immigrants near multiple homes in the city. Diggory said the church will offer a buffer between those being sought by federal immigration officials and the agency. Space inside the church's Nolan House has been designated for housing immigrants seeking refuge.
From there, we have a piece that, well, how should I put it? What's going on in Shenandoah?
Yeah, a piece of art created by a local student that bashed the President of the United States has pushed the school into the national spotlight. The piece was displayed during a student-driven art show at Shenandoah High School in southern Saratoga County. It consisted of at least 12 identical black-and-white pictures of Donald Trump. There was also a sign above the pictures that read, "Draw on Me." Using markers from the art classroom, some students opted to scribble critical messages and profanities on the pictures. The artwork was brought to the attention of a commentator on Fox News who took note of it and criticized it and criticized Shen as well for providing Muslim students with a spare classroom in which to pray during Ramadan. That story made news last week. The Trump piece was taken down immediately after high school principal Don Flint saw it. Flint then spoke to the artists and students at the art show to inform them that the profanities written on the piece were a violation of the district's code of conduct. It's important to note, he said, that the artwork and the sign are not a violation of the code of conduct. If the graffiti said positive things, he said, it wouldn't have been a violation. What was against the code, he said, is the use of language or gestures or actions that are obscene, profane, perverse, overtly sexual, lewd, lascivious, indecent, vulgar, or abusive, and that's what caused the art to be taken down.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, for this and the story about anti-Trump art, which landed Shenandoah on Fox News. You can go to our website at wamc.org, and of course, read it at dailygazette.com. Judy, thanks so much.